Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Man, the system is really scared of Donald Trump. He's actually a president. He's actually a nationalist. He actually cares. He was wrong about the vaccines. He got set up with that. I wish he'd come out against them. At least he's not for forced injection like Biden is. But that big Roger Stone interview where he talked to Trump, Trump is intending to run now. He wasn't before. He was telling Roger he wasn't going to. Now he's pissed off at what's happening and is going to run. That is so huge. That interview is at Bandai Video. Not one story picked it up. You think that's newsworthy that Trump told him he was going to run? And nowhere. But you know about it, and you can share it. It's incredible. We've got Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko coming on. I'm really impressed with him. He's a great guy that first pioneered treatments that have saved millions of lives. We're going to talk about the new variants and what's coming next with him in the next segment. Then I host the fourth hour with Mike Adams. There's a lot of areas I haven't hit as well. We'll obviously be going over it with Dr. Zev Zelenko. We'll also talk about ivermectin with him. And does it really cause sterility like one study says? I meant to get to this yesterday. I never did. I will bring it up with Dr. Zelenko at the end of the hour. I've done a bunch of research and have found out the truth. And I'll tell you at the end of the segment what my finding was, but I'm not a doctor like him. Here's some reports I want to hit.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite America having unprecedented and successful vaccination programs
from the mutated vaccines,
5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations.
Is that all the sickest countries took the most vaccine?
We still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot. This
You're
is
criminal.
About freedom for personal choice.
No, it's about tyranny.
It's about protecting yourself.
You're a liar.
Those around you.
Does it protect you?
The people you work with. The people you care about.
On Owen's show yesterday, I made this point, and then Greg Gutfeld did as well.
To protect all Americans.
That's about dividing Americans.
The Department of Labor is developing an emergency.
What about people that already have learned immunity, you little jackass monkey?
With 100 or more employees.
Doctor said it'll hurt you if you take the shot after you, murderer.
80 million workers. To ensure
that our
workforces
murdering America
are fully vaccinated. Or show a negative test at least once a week.
Coming up, he predicts a new pandemic.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Our patience is sick of you, you punk.
Refusal has cost all of us.
Stole the election, you maggot.
Parts of my pandemic preparedness plan so that America isn't caught flat-footed with a new pandemic comes again. As it will.
Great Unifier is saying that all those are vaxxed are mad at those that aren't. So this is not true. It's all there to just gin up more animosity and cause division. Basically, he said the unvaxxed are the new terrorists. That's what he did. Like, he showed more anger towards those 80 million, this amorphous 80 million that he actually won't specify what constitutes the 80 million, which is kind of interesting. But he showed more anger towards them than the orderly and kind Taliban, right? The very business-like. He also lied. He lied so much. And he was basically, this whole thing was he was blowing his own horn because he blew it in Afghanistan. This was his way to show that maybe he is competent. So he had to gin up the fear. It was an interesting little game of saying everything's great, but it could just totally go to hell in a minute.
And it wouldn't be my fault.
And it wouldn't be my fault. It's these other people's faults. And then he's comparing the past, like before he got there to now. People have to remember, this is a guy that said, don't trust the vaccines.
Yep.
That's the guy. The same guy who said that is now saying people who say that are publicly dangerous or endangering public health. Or blocking public health was the word that he used. He talked a lot. I think the thing that bugs me most about it is that he found an easy target. And it's a target that the media likes to punch. It's a punching down thing, but he won't say who they are, right? And I don't trust anyone, especially him, who says, you know, the only way to get back to normal is to do X. But they keep changing X. because on how it affects them politically. So his government said, we're not doing mask mandates as much as like 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry, vaccine mandates. That changed. And now he has basically created unlimited power. He has unlimited power. He can have private businesses fire employees.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on, about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he joined us a few weeks ago and was really informative. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, the board-certified family physician with over 20 years' experience. He is the doctor who recommended that President Trump take hydroxychloroquine and help get that out to the world. Zelenko protocol is using 99% survival of high-risk COVID-19 patients. Dr. Zelenko has been nominated for the Presidential Medal of Freedom for the Nobel Prize. He's recognized as a hero at U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing. He has published in top-tier reviewed journals with world-renowned physicians. Dr. Zelenko provided counsel to the White House personnel, multiple governments, hospitals, physicians, public figures. And ZStackLife.com is his excellent website. The letter Z, StackLife.com. And, doctor, I've been following you since I saw you early last year and heard you in that Giuliani interview and saw you on Fox News and saw them demonize you. But what you said was true, and it's gotten out there. So we can talk about the attacks on that and hydroxychloroquine and now ivermectin. And we can talk about the Delta variant and, how Biden's saying deny people health care and his surrogates like Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern deny health care to people that haven't taken these shots. They say, we don't care if you've already got learned immunity. As Israeli study shows, 13 to 27 times better than the poison shot, the death shot, as you call it. And him declaring this federal takeover, I talked to three constitutional lawyers yesterday, one on the air today, and they all said, no, this is a federal dictatorship being set up. He's announcing it. The question is, will he successfully implement it? The takeover of the states, 80 million people forced to be injected. Doctor, where do you want to start here? Because you're not just smart and informed when it comes to treatments and what's happening. I've also seen you on Australian TV. That's where I want to go with you. Talking about the mindset of these people is key to understand, and the fact that we, who are not homicidal control freaks, megalomaniacs, we can't wrap our minds around this is deliberate. Because most people say, oh, Pfizer and Fauci and Gates, they're just idiots. Well, no, I've read their white papers. They planned all this. They say they want to depopulate us over here, but now they want to save us with these shots over there. And so you get into that. So you can start wherever you want, but I do want to get to that during the next 53 minutes we have. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. So this vaccine, which was always the point of the artificially made bioweapon, was to motivate 7 billion people to get inoculated, is a weapon of eugenics. It serves multiple purposes and accomplishes multiple goals. So, for example, it will eliminate a group of people that are prone to blood clots. It will weaken the hearts of certain people and cause miscarriages. then it will increase the risk of cancers and autoimmune diseases, which will lower the lifespan, most likely affect fertility as well in women, and then a certain large chunk of humanity may go because of antibody-dependent enhancement, according to world experts. Now, whoever actually survives these three rounds, in the eyes of the eugenicist, is someone who is robust and worthy to propagate the human gene pool. I mean, this is no different than what the Nazis did. They divided humanity into three categories: the superhuman, the human, and the subhuman. Sounds like a fairy tale, except they killed 200 million people. And they conceived themselves as the superhumans because they were descendants of Nordic gods. The humans were the Anglo-Saxons that needed to be enslaved to serve the Nordic descendants of Nordic gods. And the subhumans, which I belong to, and gypsies and Slavs and handicapped and political prisoners, they needed to be thrown into ovens and vaporized. First they were gassed. So what is going on right now is a group of sociopaths that have band together to actualize a global imprisonment and takeover of the soul of man, and in doing so eliminate a large percentage of us because we're useless eaters. This is all ideas that they've expressed going back to David Rockefeller. I just saw a video where he was just spewing this stuff, and Margaret Sanger, and then way before that. So this is nothing new under the sun, except that it's an attack on the sanctity of life itself, an attack on the oneness of God, and the denial of God's creating us and that we're made in his image.
I would say that is an absolutely 100% spot on from my research, Dr. Zelenko. So how do we fight back against this from your historical understanding? Because we know humans do the same things over and over again and don't seem to learn from our mistakes. Hopefully we can learn from our mistakes now. Instead of millions dying, it's going to be billions. But clearly, if we don't wake up now.
Well, you know, it's interesting that during World War II, one Nazi with a German Shepherd and a machine gun could corral a few thousand Jews into a gas chamber, which everyone asks the question, why? Just turn around and trample him. Maybe a few would die around him, but the majority would live. And the answer is because of the successful psychological warfare that has softened the targets of the human soul and the human mind, what's happened was that prolonged fear coupled together with human isolation are two of the most powerful forces to psychologically destroy a human being. And once they sustain this type of state, there's a psychological decompensation, and it makes it extremely easy. People become gullible to run after anything that promises to reduce their anxiety that they live in. So it doesn't even have to be true. So you can wave a fake vaccine in front of them, the golden calf, and they will worship it because, for at least in temporary, for the short term, it reduces their anxiety or fear. Now, if you challenge their narrative or you challenge their beliefs, they become belligerent and violent, because really what you're doing is you're causing them to go back into that anxiety state that they so definitely don't want to be in. But that has nothing to do. They've literally lost their minds. It's a mass psychosis.
Hey, I was just, while you were talking, I was telling the crew, pull up some of the graphics about mass psychosis. They know exactly what they're doing, how they apply the pressure, then take it off. Apply the pressure, take it off. But over time, I mean, this is all very scientific what they're doing, very cold-blooded.
And this is not a theory. You know, it's definitely a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. The word conspiracy theorist, I don't know if you ever heard that word, but it's been designed to marginalize anyone who has a working mind. So in reality, it says in the Bible, Noah was technically a conspiracy theorist until it rained. And then it stopped being a theory. So same thing here. The COVID-19 is an artificially made bioweapon. We have proven knowledge and patents of exactly how it was modified. And we know who did it and when. So not even the liberal media has the audacity to deny that this is an artificially made bioweapon that was released on humanity to create a false justification for a eugenics program. And, for example, I want to give you a patent number. There was a new patent approved August 31st. Your audience should hear this. 11107588, U.S. patent 107588. What it is explanation on the mechanics of how the vaccines are going to be used as tracking human beings and monitoring internal physiological data like temperature and heart rate and other things like that. So they're admitting, now this is a patent that was just approved, that in these vaccines is the groundwork for laying a tracking system. And that's not surprising because in 2016, the sociopath, Klaus Schwab, in an interview in French, said that within 10 years, the entire population will be tagged with a digital identifier. So the beauty with these people, or I call them devolved pagans, is the fact that they tell you up front what they're going to do. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf many years before he took power. He laid out the roadmap of exactly what he's going to do. And these people are have the same type of audacity and arrogance because if you look at Bill Gates in 2015 in a TED lecture...
Daughters of Lincoln, stay there. This is really important history, amazing, riveting, life-saving stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Tell everybody you know. Tune in.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Our guest at the end of the hour. I really appreciate him joining us. I know he's very, very busy. And we'll tell you more about his website and some of the things he's up to before he leaves us here today. He got cut off by the break. These are hard breaks for the satellites, the radio stations. Or I'd skip them. I used to. The stations got mad. You were getting into David Rockefeller and this whole project. That's what's so frustrating to me is you can find them under World War II because we know the Rockefellers funded Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab in New York. It's in mainline history, at congressional hearings. They said, we've got to go underground with this. And now they've done it, hiding behind medicine, hiding behind vaccines. The Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep, talks about a global dictatorship they're going to set up using the fear of a virus. And so now here we are, and you were just giving a patent about vaccines that have these little nanoparticles that then become part of a tracking system. So, yes, this is their whole rollout. It's here. It's insane. Please continue, Dr. Zelenko.
So the solution, the prescription for staying a human being with sovereign rights and staying alive is very simple. Just look at what King David writes in Psalms. He writes, turn away from bad, do good, and live. So let's define the terms. Turn away from bad means do not give in to the fear and to the isolation. But in other words, you'll keep your mind. And stay away from this weapon of eugenics or this poison death shot that has no medical indication. If you do that, you're halfway there. And if you're high risk or moderate to high risk, do good means you should be on antiviral prophylaxis, cheap and safe generic drugs that will prevent you from getting COVID. Or if you do get COVID, it will make it mild. And if you do get sick, because nothing's 100%, you have to start aggressive early antiviral treatment, meaning within the first 5 days of the disease, and you'll live. This is a very simple formula. This is common sense. Everyone knows in medicine, the sooner you treat something, the better the outcomes.
And I want to talk about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine next segment, but you got cut off, and I apologize. Get in back to David Rockefeller. You were saying something about David Rockefeller, and we had to go to break to understand why they're doing this and laying it out, and then trying to suppress known prophylaxis and then known early treatments. And if you'd like to get into it now, speak to people and explain what ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine do.
Oh, they're very dangerous. What they do is they get zinc inside the cell. That's all they do. It's all about the zinc. The zinc inhibits the viruses from growing. And you just have to get enough zinc inside the cell to be able to do the job fully. The zinc cannot get into the cell. It's like oil and water. They don't mix. So there are a class of compounds that open up a door and let the zinc go inside. There are four of them that are readily available. Two of them are prescription. It's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And two of them are over the counter, which is quercetin and EGCG, which is a green tea extract. And that's all they do, and they're safe. Just in Australia today, they banned ivermectin. So if you really want to know what works, you just have to do the opposite of what the federal agencies are recommending. Because whenever we get over target, whenever we are close to a solution, and we have a way of reducing the global fear, that's when the opposition against any substance. It could be a paperclip. If I tell people that this paperclip, holding onto it, will save your life, the government will eventually make paperclips illegal. My point being, it's all about the control of the fear narrative so that they can manipulate your behavior into self-executing yourself or enslaving yourself.
Well, doctor, let me just back you up. You don't just have all the studies. You don't just have them. You can go to the NIH website, you can go to the CDC website, FDA website, type in ivermectin studies, hydroxychloroquine studies, and there's hundreds of them, and almost all of them are positive, and they say what you just said about zinc into the cell. But when you were on with us 2 weeks ago, I didn't have authorization at that time to talk about it because my parents are very private. They wanted people to know after. My dad and mother didn't tell me they had COVID, the Delta variant, for a week. They didn't get medical help. My dad was like at 80% oxygen, looked like he was dead. Within 1 day of going on the regimen that you and others have been promoted, my dad was back up putting furniture together that had just come, you know, some lawn chairs, pool chairs, and was literally completely, basically better in 2 days. And if I took him to the hospital, they would have given him nothing and stuck a tube down his throat, and I would have been burying him weeks ago. So I experienced it. I experienced most of my crew getting it, and friends and family. It's just raced through Texas. And when they get on this, it's amazing if they get early treatment. So to watch them try to suppress that, they're literally trying to murder me and my family and murder everybody else. This is criminal.
It's the worst crime in human history. And I think the amount of malfeasance and malevolence that has been venom spewed on decent, normal people is a biblical scale. And all we need to do is just to wake up, because there's many more of us than them. The difference between Australia and us is we have 450 million guns in the hands of the citizens, which the Second Amendment allows us to have to bear arms against tyrannical government. So the reason why Biden's not sending in people literally into your house to hold you down is because there's going to be a different type of shot given. You think normal Americans will allow for their innocent children to be inoculated with something with a 100-to-1 kill ratio? Dr. Michael Yidden, who ran Pfizer, said the following, that for every one child that dies from COVID, naturally, 100 die from the vaccine. Talking about a 100-to-1 kill ratio. So if that's not child sacrifice, then how would you define it? What's the difference of me throwing a child into a volcano or me injecting a child with a liquid that he doesn't need?
Why does every culture throughout the last 6,000, 7,000 years of recorded history always end up sacrificing children? You're a smart guy. Where is that coming from?
Well, good and evil work in opposite ways. See, good. The normal parent will wish for their children to have a better life than them. They, the parents, will sacrifice for their children. In evil societies, we sacrifice children for the adults. In other words, the rationale for getting children who don't need it is so that grandma doesn't get sick. If you're such a believer in this vaccine, so give it to grandma and leave the kids alone.
So they simply go after the youth because there's a satanic thrill or an evil thrill in going against your instincts and hurting a child?
Look, I think we're dealing with the primordial serpent incarnate. That we're dealing with it has many heads. The biggest head is perhaps China, but it's not the only head. And what there's nothing new under the sun. They're replaying biblical narratives. All the forces that play between good and evil. If you look at the first war in human history, it was between two brothers, Cain and Abel, right? And what was the reason for that war? Well, they both brought an offering, and God took Abel's but not Cain's. So he created a dominance hierarchy. So Cain was upset. So God said to him, "Why are you upset? Improve yourself, and I will take your offering as well." What did he choose to do? He killed the competition. He killed his brother. That's human history in a nutshell.
Wow, that is the best description I would ever. Stay there, Doc. Longer segment coming up. Man, amazing. Absolutely amazing. We'll give you his website when we come back. I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients to help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
ZStackLive.com is the great site, great literature, great information, and also, we'll tell you about it next segment, a great combination of things the doctors put together that are absolutely documented. Give your body incredible natural defenses. We'll talk about that. The enemy doesn't want people ready. They don't want you prepared. They try to demonize folks that get people prepared. We're not trying to mandate vitamins and minerals and quercetin to people. We're just simply saying you should obviously try to defend your body as much as you can. Dr. Zelenko, I want to get you on one of my commercial-free podcasts sometime. We can tape in the evening or do Sunday or something, so you're commercial-free. But that's part of the thing being on hundreds of radio stations is there's 14 minutes of ads an hour, which is fine. I just really like to hear from you. You bring up so many great points, and I've been guiding the interview. You want to finish up with Cain and Abel and why the globalists are targeting us to get rid of their competition? Or do you want to elaborate on the speech last night? Because you're a smart guy, and I want to ask you, where do you want to go next? I've got plenty of questions, but what do you want to impart to this audience of over 2 million people tuned in right now?
I'm incredibly optimistic about the future. It's going to be bumpy until we get there, but I do believe we're on the cusp of a redemptive event. And there's no room in this new society for slave mentality. So what we're seeing is the segregation of two groups. There's going to be some cities of refuge where people want to live in a God-centered consciousness way. And there'll be the rest of everyone else, which will coalesce into continents of tyranny. And that will naturally self-select itself. In other words, I think that God has had enough of this falsehood of the child sacrifice, the human sacrifice, aborting the innocent. And I just, you know, it says in the Talmud that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and everyone says because of immorality, and that's not true, because every place in the world is immoral. The difference between Sodom and Gomorrah and everywhere else was they codified immorality into the law of the land. It became part of the law and became normalized. And that's where, that's been the crux of America's problem. It's demoralization. It's loss of Judeo-Christian values and this drive towards paganism and atheism. And so it's time. There's a, what's his name? Psychoanalyst, I forget his name, but he wrote that the moral degradation of the society, Carl Jung, right, the moral degradation of the society begins with the degradation of the individual. And the opposite is also true. The moral improvement of the society is by the elevation of the individual.
And that goes back to Carl Jung and what you're talking about, mass psychosis. As you're saying, one group's going to get deeper into psychosis and have psychotic breaks, and then another group's going to get closer to God and closer to reality, and we're just going to naturally, you know, the goats from the sheep, the wheat from the chaff, we're going to separate.
Well, you know, in the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of knowledge of good and bad. The implication is that there was good and bad. However, before the sin, it wasn't mixed up. It was very clear where it was good and where it was bad. After the sin, it became a very confused world. However, right now, I see it self-selecting back into that Garden of Eden state from the perspective of clarity. Because you can see clearly that the forces of evil, if you want to talk about Biden's speech, anything, anyone, or anything that increases fear and panic and anxiety, you should know it's coming from the primordial serpent. Now, Biden is demented. He has, I think, Parkinson's disease. You can tell by the shuffle gait and the blunted affect, or some type of atypical dementia. But he should be receiving elder care, not being abused. This is elder abuse. They're pumping him up with so many stimulants in order just to keep him from just so he can read a script. So he's not the think tank behind this. Obviously, he's a puppet that's being, a marionette that's being pulled, the strings are being pulled by someone else. So it really doesn't matter to me what he says. I just view him as a demented old man that I believe should be with his family. But what he did puppet was increasing fear. And that is evil. And if you want to see where good is, it's the movement to faith and to, in the midst of this chaos, you see, anxiety lives in a psychological space where God is absent. So to fill the void with faith is the solution to not succumbing to the fear and the anxiety and choosing to walk in yourself into a
and, doctor, what you're saying is beautiful and it's timeless and it's touching me. I've had so much anxiety about fighting this and knowing it was coming, but I've also been, you know, calm and fulfilled in many ways. But it happened about 3-4 weeks ago, actually when my parents were sick. I just prayed to God to give me clarity, and literally I just felt God say, this is a test, you need to lead others and stand up and be good. This is going to separate the good from the evil. This is what you've been asking for. And I've just felt clarity and strength and that quiet place the Most High King David talked about, I am more and more feeling that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I had the same sense of confidence that I'm living my purpose. But it seems it's an intuition that God has placed me in a certain place in history where now I feel like all my skills and turbulences and problems, suffering in life, they all gave me the skill set to be able to manage the pressure and to...
I feel like I'm fulfilled now. That's it. It's I'm not even afraid. I'm focused. I'm not... some of my old arrogance and maybe my more evil side that we all have is like falling away, and I feel like I'm becoming sanctified. Is that what you're saying you feel?
Well, that's for God to decide and for other people. You know, I get a lot of praising. I'm praised a lot for certain people. And I have a cognitive dissonance. I don't view myself that way. I'm just that, you know. But I'm not stupid, and I see that I was thrust into a very unique position. So I don't take it... I try not to get my ego in the way because I think that is a way to self-destruction.
I totally agree. What I'm saying is they say people are made by the times they're in, but God prepares them. I'm saying everybody I know who's awake is feeling this as well. They have this sense of confidence and overcoming. And I think that's what you're saying is you're really feeling that as well.
Truth is truth. What you're saying and what I think they're saying, what I feel, is that when someone finds truth, he doesn't need to be convinced. It's an intuition. And I've never been more certain in the unity of God and in his omnipresence, his ubiquitous omnipresence, and his love for anyone who just chooses to have a relationship with him. The problem is most people are choosing to run away from him. And I think that this is a global opportunity to... it said that Noah, it took him 120 years to build the ark. But why? Because he was supposed to, people were coming and asking him, Noah, what are you doing? And he should have said, well, God's really angry at you, you should repent and join the team and you'll be saved as well. And he didn't do that. But the point is that we have an opportunity to spread higher levels of consciousness. And I don't really care about organized religion in that context, because whenever it's organized, it becomes corrupt. But more the concept, the intuition, and the belief that there is a power greater than you that's making you every second from nothing, and that you have to give homage to that power, and from that you derive the confidence and the strength to persevere. And that's true for every religion, by the way. So I try to focus on what unites us. There's enough forces trying to separate us, and when we get separate, we can get conquered. But to go against the entropy, to go against chaos, and to find order, to organize nonviolent resistance. Because that's all it takes. It just takes enough people, a critical mass of people, just to say, no, I will not take this shot. And I'm ready to sacrifice everything to protect my family. You see, I'm not so afraid of dying.
And you can see how upset they are, Dr. Zelenko. I mean, they are being driven. You look at these world leaders, they're clearly not leaders. They're puppets. They're slaves being driven by this evil force that's got dirt on them.
You know, you don't become a leader of a country without becoming a prostitute first. I think that's a job prerequisite and description. You sell yourself.
I agree. Final segment with Dr. Zelenko. We're going to talk about science. We're going to talk about protecting ourselves and more, whatever he wants to hit. I've got to say, of all these amazing doctors, he's my favorite guest. Definitely, we are in simpatico on what's going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And then, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's loaded for bear.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've got Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko with us. Here's Pelosi in April of this year saying we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we do.
Take down the mask, but so far that's not what we can do. So here's the thing: we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't. I can't go to the Capitol physician and say, give me the names of people who aren't vaccinated so I can go encourage them to, or make it known to others to encourage them to be vaccinated. So we can't do that.
And now they've exempted 600,000 postal workers from it. So sometimes Pelosi slips back into gear and is actually a human, but the people controlling her are creating the world ID, the world social credit score through this system. Klaus Schwab has said this. He said it 5 years ago on French TV. Dr. Zelenko brought that up where he said, we're going to put a chip in you. We're going to have a world ID, medical ID. We're going to use, you know, the fear of a virus to do this. And so, Doc, You've agreed to take 5 minutes the next hour. I appreciate that Mike Adams is coming on. We're talking about solutions, ways to protect ourselves then. But now, other key points you'd like to add, or I mean, what do you make of this declaration by Biden that's so un-American, so dictatorial? And then, of course, I have a matter to show TV viewers. The majority of states, as you can see, governors have already come out and said they're going to block it. So they had to know it was unconstitutional, just like the CDC saying it controlled all rents in America and tried to federalize that. So it just seems like a zombie just attacking, going, give me power, give me power, give me power. What's your view on that?
Well, all these tactics are effective. It's going to motivate more and more people to get this poison death shot. And, you know, I personally, my philosophy is like this. I believe everyone has the right to be exposed to all the information about something and let them choose whatever they want to do. If you know, you hear what I'm saying, let's say, and you still feel that you should take a vaccine, fine, that's your choice. But the coercion, the forcing and psychological pressure of the government on innocent people is a violation of the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention does not allow for human experimentation without the informed consent of the patient, and this is not being done. There's a tremendous amount of suppression of the side effects of these terrible vaccines, and there's a lot of suppression about how efficacious they are. And what our CDC director analyzed the Israeli data and said that based on the Israeli data, anyone who got vaccinated early is much more likely to end up in the ICU. Therefore, you should take another shot.
Huh? Oh, I'm just listening to you and trying to grab a graph here. I have. I mean, we have all these graphs from Israel, and it's not just Israel. Singapore, the UK, the US. It shows way more hospitalizations, deaths, and illnesses in Sweden, who's not doing a bunch of vaccines. Same thing, India. I mean, isn't this the proof here, doctor? And what does this mean these shots are doing to people? I guess you simplified it down, poison death shots.
Yeah, it's really killing a lot of people. And according to Dr. Robert Malone, people that are vaccinated are experiencing much higher titer levels than unvaccinated. So in other words, someone who's vaccinated can get much sicker, not milder, much sicker than the unvaccinated, simply because they reproduce more virus. And that was consistent with the Israeli data from the University of Tel Aviv that concluded that anyone who got the Pfizer vaccine is 6 times more likely to get the South African variant of COVID-19. So these vaccines were never meant to be vaccines. They're tools of death to get rid of a certain percentage of us, to make another percentage infertile, and then track, it's brilliant, it's evil, but it's brilliant, and then put in an internal tracking device, internal easy pass, where you can't even remove it anymore, it's you're permanently bonded to it. And there's going to be a few people, look, 70% of the corporate wealth in the world is essentially owned by 150 people. And those 150 people control all the industries, media, politics, and pharmaceuticals for sure, academia with their funding. So this is a very well-coordinated and extremely well-financed global takeover. And that's a conspiracy. It's just not a theory. We're living through it. And people who choose not to see it are, in my opinion, contributing to the problem. Because your compliance emboldens the enemy. All evil needs is for good people to do nothing. Rise up in a nonviolent way. Violence is completely unnecessary here, by the way. You can just rise up in mass. And what are they going to do? Fire all of us? Not let all of us go to school? Not let all of us travel?
Absolutely. They're trying to mark us all like cattle, not to control us, but to depopulate us in all of their admissions. I've had a lot of questions about this. Doctor, so please entertain my question on this. I've seen probably, no exaggeration, I've been sent hundreds of times this last week. I've seen it all over Facebook, Twitter. People send it to me. Aha, Alex Jones has been sterilized. He took ivermectin. His dad took ivermectin. Thank God they'll never have any more children. I was prescribed it by a doctor. And then I went and spent hours the other night I saw one study out of Nigeria that looked like they were just paid to put it out so people wouldn't take ivermectin and die. It looks like it was written years ago. We know it was written more than a decade ago. And so, overhead shot, please, guys. Ivermectin causes sterilization in 85% of men, study finds. Well, I actually went and read that study, and then I found dozens of others in rats, in mice, in rams, in rabbits, and it did find a 5 to 10 to 15% reduction in sperm for about 60 to 90 days, but then no ill problems after that. So, sir, what is your view on fertility and ivermectin, and how does it act then? I understand it puts zinc into the cells, but how does it secondarily kill worms in you? I've had other medical doctors on saying it's anti-cancer. I mean, what is the mechanism there, and is there any truth to long-term sterilization? Because all the other studies say that's not the case that I could find. This one Nigerian study that basically looks like it was, you know, written as a joke has no evidence. Or am I wrong? Does ivermectin attack fertility long-term?
Well, you're not wrong. And I know Nigeria is known for its academic research in medicine, but this was 2011, and it was specific with a certain type of parasite that causes river blindness. But if you look into the what else this parasite does, it destroys the scrotum of men. So let me ask you a question. Don't you think it's possible that the actual parasitic infection, which is eating up the scrotum of men, may affect the sperm count?
Absolutely.
So if that's the listen, if that Mr. Globalist, that's the best he can do, drum up a Nigerian study from 10 years ago as your biggest proof that ivermectin is bad, you're in pretty bad shape, I can tell you.
Is there truth to the study in rabbits and rams that it does cause a short term? And then if so, what is the mechanism that stops all sorts of things from growing?
So I don't know. I haven't seen those studies, so I don't even know how to comment. But I can tell you that ivermectin has been used 4 billion times, and I think there's only 6 reported deaths. And also, there are studies, by the way, which show that it actually preserved pregnancies in women infected. So there's a lot of confusing data, but everything in life is a risk versus benefit analysis. You know, driving a car could also reduce your sperm count if you crash and die. So do we not drive a car because of it? Do we make a risk versus benefit analysis? Now, if you look at the high-risk group, now, who do I treat, by the way, with ivermectin? It's patients in the high-risk group who are usually over the age of 45 or have chronic medical problems. Most likely, these people are not having babies anyway.
Well, sure, but let's expand on that. COVID-19 attacks the testicles, according to these studies. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous, obviously. That's what I'm saying. I read like 20-plus studies, found nothing in there but a few saying maybe a little bit of reduction. And, hey, if I get that, that's great compared to dying.
Listen, I probably have more respect for the Nigerian medical system than, say, Lancet from now. But I don't know how well run this study was, and it's only one study from 10 years ago.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, sir, and it won the Nobel Prize. We don't see any evidence of that. And all I know is my dad was almost dead, and a day later on it, he was doing 90% better. I mean, that's all I had to see, doctor.
Yeah, that's pretty dramatic, and that's what I initially noticed with hydroxychloroquine. Subsequently, I started using all these drugs because they all work if you use them in the right time frame with the right patient. And so it's an art, but the key, the fundamental principles is put out the fire before it takes the whole house down. So it's much easier to treat a small problem than a big problem.
Which is what we see the hospitals directed by the technocracy turn people away. My security guy's good friend, a great lady in shape, a nurse, she went in sick. They said, nope, turned her back. 2 weeks later, comes back sick, intubator. She was dead 2 days later. Final segment with Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, amazing guy. ZStackLife.com if you want to find his site and so much great material. We're going to come back with some final comments about how he recommends people do as much as they can to boost their body's natural defenses, period.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.